The Giants and the Rockies working overtime at AT&T on a Tuesday. We pick it up bottom three, game of scoreless. But Denard Span with an RBI opportunity as he faces Jeff Hoffman.
On the ground and a base hit, and here comes Hernandez. Amarista's throw is going to be late. Giants lead 1-0. High and deep to left. And gone. So Reynolds sitting on that breaking ball, knocks it out of the park, and it's 3-1.
Now the pitch.
A blooper into right field. That is falling for a base hit. Here comes Brandon Belt to score the tying run. And Tomlinson, almost as if to illustrate your point about what kind of a hitter he is, just dunked one into shallow right field.
On the ground and a base hit. And here comes Gorkys Hernandez. And here's the throw home. And this game is over.
And right before the clock strikes midnight, Denard Span comes through with a game-winning hit.
For the first time since Hunter Strickland and Bryce Harper brawled on the mound at AT&T Park, the Giants have won back-to-back games. Yes, it's been that long, Memorial Day to be precise. The Giants picked up a 4-3, 14-inning win against the slumping Colorado Rockies as Giants skipper Bruce Bochy shared his thoughts after the game.
Now, Garen, yeah. Well, I mean, the whole bullpen, I mean, all of them, you know, did such a great job, a nice job of picking each other up. But we extended Garen a little further than he's accustomed to going, and we needed it. He became our long man once we reached extra innings there. And, man, what a beautiful job he did. And got in a couple jams but made pitches and get a well-deserved win for that effort.
Is this another type of game that just shows it's indicative of just your guys keep fighting?
I'd say both teams, you know, a hard-fought game. Even that last road trip, as tough as it was, I mean, you saw the comeback. So, you know, the fight's there. You know, it's nice to see them get rewarded for, fighting the whole way through nine, or like tonight in extra innings, and that's the way it's got to be really every game, and it's been that way. I know the results haven't been great, but it's good to win a game like this. We lost a tough one there in Atlanta, a couple tough ones there in Colorado, so it's good for them to win one like this.
What did you think of Matt's performance tonight?
Matty threw the ball well. He really did a nice job. One run there. Then we got in a little bit of a jam, 2-0, and ended up putting Arenado on. I had two good hitters, and so I said, well, I'll try to get through one of them instead of both of them. And Reynolds, who's having a big year, too, he got a breaking ball up and hit the home run. But that's a quality start against a very, very good club. But you know what? He held them to three runs. It gave us a chance to come back, and boys did a good job of finding a way to come back.
Now, Bruce, did you take a bit of a gamble pinch running block there in the seventh inning? Just knowing starting tomorrow, something could have happened to them running the bases.
Yeah, I mean, they're athletes, you know. I like to think they can run the bases. Is there some risk involved? Sure. I mean, there's some risk involved tomorrow when he hopefully gets on base. I had to use a pinch runner, and I was short on the bench because of Gillespie. And coming up, I knew that with the lefty out there that Tommy would hit for Ryder, and I wanted Hundley to hit in the pitcher spot. So I did have a position player, and we're trying to get Shark ready, and he wasn't quite ready, so we sent Block out there who was ready.
What makes Garen so effective in those late inning games? He's had his two wins are the 17 inning and the 14 inning now this year.
He's a pro. He's got experience, and like I said, we really extended him today. He's had a good year for us. A couple of hiccups, but who hasn't had those? And he's got good sink, good slider, and. Did a good job. Pitchers did a good job to give Buster a chance. And what a game he had back there. Two big throwouts there at second base. But, and really, the only way you win a game like this is, you know, somebody gives you a great effort in that bullpen, and they all did. But Corey, you know, his effort really went beyond tonight.
Were you surprised to see Arenado bunting there in that situation, and how big of a gift was that for you guys?
Yeah. You know, he's a ball player. He's, you know, he's a good team player, and he knows we're not playing him for the bunt. It's a pretty good bunt. You have to give Tommy credit for that play, but, you know, I don't mind it, to be honest. I was trying to send a message to him to do it again, but, you know, he's a good hitter, and, you know, he saw that we were giving him the bunt. It almost was first and second, but because of Tommy's play, we got the out.
Were you going to send Corey back out, or was it just kind of a wash with your bench options?
He was done. I could hit more there. I probably should have, just because he's been swinging more, you know, facing pitching. But Corey's a pretty good athlete, and he had a pretty good average going into that at bat. So, you know, the numbers swayed me there.
Denard Span drove in the first run of the night and the last, courtesy of his third career walk-off hit and his first one since 2012. As he played a central role in the Giants' 4-3 win against the Rockies in 14 innings on Tuesday night.
Obviously, when he got the second, I was thinking, you know, we got a chance to win here. He's in scoring position. I was hoping Corey knocked him in. That would have been a nice score.
Everyone was watching that at bat,
nice
by the
score.
Way.
But I got up, and the only thing I could think about was a high school coach telling me during football, big-time players made big-time plays, and kept reciting that to myself. And I just was ready for the moment.
We talked last night. We said one day at a time. Last night's win was a good, solid win. This one, though, a come-from-behind, walk-off win, extra innings. What does that do for a team that's been needing some confidence?
Definitely gives us just a sense of feel-good, you know, especially after staying out here for 6 hours. We definitely sleep a lot better tonight. And coming in tomorrow, try to get a sweep.
The Giants go for three straight wins on Wednesday behind Ty Block. He battles Kyle Freeland.